This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we give you tomorrow's news tonight, right here as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping, too, in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers and janitors and maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning again to you.
Morning.
Now, you and I were talking during the break, and I talked to a couple of different attorneys about this threat about, well, we're going to stack the court. If President Trump nominates someone and they put a justice rule, we're going to stack the court when we get our chance. I talked to two attorneys, Denise, and one said that they can't do it, and one said they can do it, and one said they can't do it because they need a constitutional amendment, and the other person said they don't. So I don't know what's right.
No, they do not need a constitutional amendment, although a piece of legislation does it. And it was tried under Roosevelt, but it advanced quite a long way until he got to the New Deal legislation, and then it went away. That attempt went away. But Rubio had planned to propose a constitutional amendment to permanently limit the number of Supreme Court judges to 9. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he ever did that or not.
Don't think so.
It does not require a constitutional amendment, but that's what Rubio was proposing back in 2019, because that was the that was the chatter even going back then. So it's not like it hasn't been discussed or talked about before, certainly under the Roosevelt administration, but we have been at this number because of what was known as the Judiciary Act of, I don't know, I think 18 or 17, something or other.
1880 or somewhere around there?
Yeah,
okay,
a long time ago. Over 100 years. I think it was 1837 when they added the two after and then that's where it has stayed since. And it was in 1937 that Roosevelt wanted to add some. So it would be a Herculean task here at this point in order to do it. But I would be resurrecting the to really make the Democrats mad. If I were the committee in the Senate, I'd be resurrecting Rubio's proposed amendment to limit it to 9, just to really fly in the face of Democrats.
Well, here's the thing, okay, and I'm being serious about this. You know, a lot of people that travel in different circles around the country are, and we all talk together, are hearing the same thing. I'm getting reports from different parts of the country that are traditionally solidly Democrat. Well, they're no longer solidly Democrat for two reasons. Number one, defunding the police, because the people are afraid, even the black people are afraid, that there's going to be more violence directed towards them. And number two, they haven't got their stimulus checks. And I'm hearing it over and over and over and over again.
Well, let me say this. They may not vote for Biden, and they may vote for Trump, which would be fine. But you also necessarily have to be concerned with all the down ballot measures and candidates. And that includes House members, in some cases Senate members, but it also includes things that are going on in their local governments. And if they're that angry because of defunding police and the attacks on the police, I hope they're looking pretty hard at if there's any sheriffs in their area that are up for re-election, judges, especially judges or district attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't begin and end with a presidential candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these voters are just not paying the kind of attention they need to pay in order to be an informed voter. They really need to look when the ballot shows up, and if it, you know, they go to, that's in case if they vote absentee, but if they decide they're going to go and vote in person,
mm-hmm.
the sample ballots are always online for their area, or they're generally printed in the newspaper.
Yep.
To give people advance notice so they can begin to research what it is that they need to be voting on. Sometimes the ballot measures themselves are written in such language that it takes a Philadelphia lawyer to figure out what you're voting on.
Yep, you're right.
So there's other things on that ballot that are important for their own good, and that includes, you know, Minneapolis and Portland and Seattle and in Chicago and the rest.
Yep. All right, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com as we truck along into the wee hours of the morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, Balance of Nature offers you the fruits and veggie capsules that I've been taking. And let me tell you something. I went and saw my doctor again on Friday, my monthly checkup. And again, my blood pressure was way down, and he says, just keep doing what you're doing. I says, believe me, I'm gonna, because that's the Balance of Nature capsules. I got rid of the darn blood pressure medicine because it helped me lower my blood pressure for a couple of different reasons. It gives you the fruits and vegetables that you're not eating every day. It gives you all the nutrients that you need there, because you get more than what you need to have your daily requirement. That's number one. And number two, it helps you if you're not eating the right kind of foods too. So that develops your immunity and all that sort of stuff, builds all that back up in you. And it also helps you lose weight, because if you're getting lots of fruits and vegetables, you're not snacking on chips and donuts and whatever else it was I was eating in the middle of the night. So for a limited time, go to balanceofnature.com and check out all the different things that they have there. Now, you can save 35% at balanceofnature.com on your order by using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, at balanceofnature.com. Tell them the captain sent you. And by the way, little old Denise Simon is going to be trying some of that stuff to see what it does for her soon. Right there, kiddo?
Fair enough.
All right. Let's see. We got a caller here from our favorite question asker. Yes, sir, Mr. Question Asker, sir.
Yeah, back in Bob, Clearwater, Florida.
Yeah.
Just wanted to ask Denise if she thought the cause of our modern teachers being so liberal, what the cause of that is. And I wanted to have a little excerpt that I read from a 1971 interview of Playboy with John Wayne. And it's a pretty good little lecture, and it is this. just this. The articulate liberal group has caused certain things in our country, and I wonder how long young people who read Playboy are going to allow this. Things to go on. George Putnam, the Los Angeles news analyst, put it quite succinctly when he said, what kind of nation is this that failed to understand that freedom of speech and assembly are one thing and anarchy and treason are quite another, that allows known communists to serve as teachers, to pervert the natural loyalties and ideals of our kids, filling them with fear and doubt, hate, and downgrading patriotism and all of our heroes of the past. And I think that the things that were taught to the kids back then by some of the teachers in college and stuff made the teachers and stuff that are now in our colleges and made them even made it even stronger for them. Anyway, that's it, Captain.
All right, second and third generation teachers, but go ahead, Denise.
Well, we used to have something in the United States called the House on Un-American Activities.
Yes, sir.
Otherwise known as HUAC.
Yep.
And I keep, every once in a while, I get on my high horse and I type that in on Facebook and says, bring back HUAC. But the attack on education for the teachers even today that went through college and then get their certifications, you know, let's not forget, you know, they were educated and went through college in the 70s and the early 80s. Well, what kind of textbooks were being used back then is a big question. And who was very, very instrumental at changing the entire paradigm of education? Well, I would argue that we had Bill Ayers back then.
Yep.
But the one thing that we also had that was very anti-American was the People's U.S. History by Howard Zinn. And that textbook was used a lot of years, and now it's come back to bite us. So now we got Bessie DeVos at the Department of Education who's trying to unwind all of this. But, and she may be able to make some progress, but she's now fighting Project 1619. But the other thing is that she's still got all these people in place. And not only at the public school level, but in academia. And it's going to take at least a generation to unwind it if we can hold out.
Okay. Well, I guess that answers his question. Now, I want to truck on over to Mike Pompeo because Secretary of State Pompeo is upset because of the resistance from Europe to extending the Iranian arms embargo after he announced the United States was going to bring back all the sanctions against Iran. And, oh, by the way, we also apparently are penalizing people that are dealing with the Iranian government, helping them make any of their munitions. Is that correct?
Yes, that's part of what is known as snapback sanctions. The United States has apparently, as of recent days, that we have gone to invoke the snapback sanctions in total. Now, the Europeans have not joined us because he's trying to get them to do so when it comes to the arms embargo, and they're just not getting there. And this is the UN Security Council, of which there are 13 of 15 Security Council members say that they don't consider the U.S. move valid.
Mm-hmm.
So it really can't proceed. So that's not faring well. Now, there's some European country leadership that are on the side of Pompeo, but the individual leadership, but when it comes to their larger, countries' authorities, it's the vote and the support is not there. So now, because of this, Iran can resume buying weapons, tanks, and air defense systems, which would come from where? Russia.
Yep.
And couple of weeks would have been permitted to have them sold to them and that they can turn around and resell them. So Pompeo's worked tirelessly, especially with France and Germany and the UK, and they're not coming along for the ride. So, I don't know if he's necessarily working against John Kerry on this. John Kerry could still be, you know, working his channels against this. I don't know. I just submit that out there because whatever Pompeo does, you know, he's facing some big headwinds, and the headwinds could in fact be John Kerry or, you know, some of those at the Brookings Institute. I'm not saying that for sure.
Okay.
I'm saying it could happen.
I just got an email here from a listener named Lois. Lois says, I'm fed up with the likes of Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, Pencil Neck, and Jerry. If term limits are good enough for the office of president, then maybe Congress should also be limited to two terms. They should also have to live by the same laws that they impose on we, the people. They no longer get golden parachutes like free Social Security, free Obamacare. Instead, I bet that would change the Social Security fund and it'd be restored in about 1 week's time. Thank you, Lois.
Well, Lois, I would say that all of us would like term limits, but right now term limits are in the hands of the voters.
Yep.
If you like them, you vote them out. We keep putting the incumbents back in.
Yep.
So in a lot of cases, we don't have anybody else to blame but ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
The other piece is if you actually knew the benefits of what these members of Congress get, it's staggering.
Yes.
It's staggering.
You know what the magic year is, don't you? The magic year, just to throw that in there. After 10 years, they are in the catbird seat, period, for life, after 10 years.
So, they don't drive their own cars. You know, they are chauffeured around. They get free gymnasium.
Mm-hmm.
Every office, I think, every congressional office is given a massive allowance to keep their office going. Because remember a couple of years ago when Senator Rand Paul actually refunded money back to the Treasury because he didn't spend it all?
Right.
Yeah, he's the only decent one. I mean, so if you really, and then, If they do anything wrong, it's a Herculean task to get them out of there. If you look at the House and Senate Ethics Committee manual on what they can't do, nothing there has any teeth in it. There's no disciplinary action. You have to vote on disciplinary action.
Yep. We appreciate everything you had to say this morning. The listeners do, and I do too, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Sure.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Trot on over there, find out all the different things she writes, sign up for her great articles, and you'll know what she knows.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is asking Senate Republicans to not rush through a nominee to fill a seat on the Supreme Court before the election.
I appeal to those few Senate Republicans, the handful who really will decide what happens. Please follow your conscience.
Republican Missouri Senator Roy Blunt on CBS.
It takes two things to replace a Supreme Court judge. One is the president has to nominate, and two is the Senate has to determine that they want to deal with that issue at that time.
There's growing concerns that Tropical Storm Beta could bring heavy rain to an already storm-weary Gulf Coast. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner.
They're saying 6 to 10 inches inwardly in the city of Houston. Along the coast, they're saying it could be as much as 20 inches.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news broadcast, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now remember, the National Aviation Academy is where you can become an aviation maintenance tech, and you can do that in 14 months at one of their two campuses. And here they are right now to tell you how that all works.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. One is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, and the other one is in Clearwater, Florida, down here in my backyard of Tampa Bay in Florida, right across the bay from where I'm at. So what I would suggest you do is give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take a tour of one of their campuses. That way you'll know exactly what you're getting into, where you're going to be going, what's involved. No question will go unanswered. And there you go. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu. But give them a call at 800-659-2080 and take the tour at one of their locations. Find out what they have to offer. Now, we've just found out that with Bahrain signing the peace deal, becoming part of the peace program with Israel, not signing the deal, but becoming part of it, the Bahrainian military and government, back a little while ago, a few months ago, stopped an Iranian terrorist attack that was going to be launched by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard against some of the political ambassador-type figures that were in the country of Bahrain. Now, we're not being told if any of them were American or not, but it wouldn't surprise me in the least, would it you? So, that story came out yesterday. Now, also, the selection of Colonel Stephen Keane to be the new judge in the Guantanamo Bay trials for the long-running case of the five men accused of helping to plot the attack, including Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, is apparently a welcome sign. Now, it's believed that this will speed the case along, which has been just sitting there for years, and we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. By the way, China's pursuit of more aircraft carriers validates the U.S. Navy's commitment to building more aircraft carriers in the future, according to the U.S. Admiral in charge of providing forces to the fleet. He said that that is definitely going to happen. Now, also, overseas, the U.S. is hoping to name Qatar as a major non-NATO ally soon. They hope to move forward with naming Qatar as a major non-NATO ally, a status that provides foreign nations with benefits in defense, trade, and security cooperation. Also, the Ukraine and the United States launched joint military exercises 2 days after Russia began a joint military drill of their own with forces in neighboring Belarus. And China started a military exercise near the Taiwan Strait just as a U.S. diplomat arrived in Taiwan. Things are always in the flow over there in that part of the world. By the way, the commander of Air Force Special Operations Command hasn't given up on buying aircraft for close air support and precision strike, as well as intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance missions. But he acknowledged that congressional uncertainty over the fiscal 2021 defense budget may, in fact, delay plans to purchase a new fleet of light attack aircraft designed specifically for that task. And the federal government outlined its plans for distributing a COVID-19 vaccine free to all Americans, with the Defense Department leading the operational planning, the oversight, and the logistics of distribution without ever touching the product. And we'll see how that pans out. Now, congressional lawmakers reached a deal to send sweeping veteran suicide prevention legislation to the White House later this month. But the plan for now will abandon any serious decision about gun safety for at-risk veterans. So that's still a topic that's on the table for later discussion. And the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee accused officials from the Department of Energy of performing as rogue actors who aim to undermine the agency in charge of managing nuclear warheads, which in turn could damage the Pentagon's nuclear modernization plans. Wow. Getting down on it here, aren't we? By the way, a new color-coordinated method for detecting chemical exposure holds promise for speeding up vehicle decontamination and helping soldiers know that they can't miss a spot. Fort Campbell, by the way, sending 200 soldiers to Kuwait from the 101st Airborne Division. The latest meeting of the Army Uniform Board also resulted in a number of recommendations for clothing bag additions, which includes a face mask, better hot weather gear to soldiers' clothing bags as well, and a new maternity PT uniform. Now, after reaching initial operational capability, Joint Force Command Norfolk was stood up, becoming the only NATO command on the North American continent. They stood up to boost the readiness in the Atlantic. We find out also the U.S. Navy right now is short almost 100 pilots. A rash of technical and safety problems has left the U.S. Navy's fleet short by about 100 pilots. Fixing the issue is an uphill battle, but they're going to try to get it done. Artificial intelligence, machine learning, and unmanned systems are enabling undersea activities, even while COVID-19 hampers the ability to put humans on ships, maritime leaders said. And the admiral in charge of developing the U.S. Navy's unmanned surface vessels and unmanned underwater vessels said the maintenance strategy for the vessels may require different approaches to maintenance, particularly at the operational level. By the way, Captain Vince Baker, commanding officer at the Naval Station Norfolk, said his station won the top award for installation excellence. Congratulations to them. Congratulations to them. And a new MH-60 unmanned helicopter arrived in Norfolk. It can take a rescue swimmer to save someone, but the Fire Scout can also fly 10 or 12 hours on an ISR mission. That's really hard on a manned helicopter's crew, said the commander, Matt Wright, commanding officer for the Helicopter Sea Combat Squadron 22, who got the all-new Navy MH-60 unmanned helicopter for testing. We'll see how that works out. I'm curious to find out what happens in a major storm. By the way, the attack sub USS Texas arrived at Portsmouth, New Hampshire at the Naval Shipyard. The attack submarine USS Texas arrived at Portsmouth Naval Shipyard for maintenance work and system upgrades. Don't know how long it'll be there. But the Navy's newest fleet and submarine commands have teamed up this week for an intensive anti-submarine drill off the East Coast. Waters that Navy commanders say are now open game for Chinese and Russian submarines. So it looks like we're going to get out there and play tag with the Chinese and the Russians in the ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, off our East Coast. Oh, boy, oh, boy. All right, don't go anywhere. We're coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Yeah, buddy. And that's Donna Fiducia up there at Carrollton, Georgia Way. And she's listening to us up there just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by the folks at Balance of Nature. Now, you know, if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirements of fruits or vegetables either, then let me tell you about the Balance of Nature fruits and veggie capsules, because I got a deal for you. Now, it works for me. I've been taking for about 5 months now, going on 6 months, and it's really doing a great job with me. My doctor's going, keep doing it, keep doing it. So you bet I am. So for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. And remember, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com. Find out what I found out. Give them a call, 800-246-8751. Don't forget, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. The big $500 question of the day for you is, how soon are we going to have a new
justice on the Supreme Court.
Wow. Matt, I've been playing tennis with this in my mind all weekend long. I don't know how Trump's going to pull this one off to get it done before the election if he starts having senators defect. You don't know what Murkowski, Collins, or Romney might do in this situation and how they're going to blow back when it comes to this. I'm sure that he's going to obviously look to appoint someone, but I don't know if they're going to be able to get it through in time.
Well, I don't either, but and if Murkowski goes to the dark side, if Collins does the same, if Romney does the same, that leaves them with 50 senators. They have 53. That leaves them with 50. They need 51 votes. The vice president casts the tie. Bingo. You got yourself a new justice.
And you're going to also have a lot of procedural stuff being done by Democrats to slow things down. I'm a betting man right now. I don't see it happening before the election. I really don't.
I don't think it'll happen before the election, but I think it'll happen before the end of the year.
You might be right there, but again, I think that they're going to pull out all the stops, every trick in the book in order to try to stop this, way it goes. And, if Donald Trump doesn't win, believe me, they're gonna do everything to grind everything to a halt.
Well, technically the law says, or the rules say 30 days for the nomination, 30 days for the discussion and the vote. So that's a total of 60 days, technically.
Technically, but again, we live in interesting times, to say the least. Who knows what they'll pull?
Now, let me tell you what I've been finding out here, because you just mentioned if Donald Trump wins. I have been getting calls. I've been involved in chat rooms. I've seen a bunch of people. I've had people walk up to me. I've walked up to people wherever I've gone in my travels. I've had Democrats going out of their way to come up to me. We had a big thing here called the walk-away walk or whatever over the weekend here. We had Brandon Strock here in town. He's the guy that started the walk-away movement. You know who I'm talking about?
I'm not familiar. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, walk-away is where a bunch of Democrats have walked away from the Democratic Party to the Republicans. And we had a bunch of them here over the weekend and some new ones getting aboard and whatnot. And more people are telling me in my travels, I had several comments tonight in my chat room here that we're Democrats, we used to be Democrats, we're no longer a Democrat, we're going to vote Republican because our party has left us.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm hoping people are waking up. The party left you a while ago. I mean, the train left the station years ago. Bill Clinton would be a Republican today. I mean, they wouldn't even come close to being a member of this party. They moved far, far, far to the left. They basically align with the Socialist Party over in Europe, and that's, what they've become. It's almost like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez runs the place and her ilk. And again, you got a guy like Joe Biden there, which the guy obviously is not, he's not going to be running this country if he happens to win. Somebody's going to be running it for him. I think everybody kind of recognizes that, and people are still willing to vote for the guy. So I would ask Democrats that are voting for Biden or the Never Trumpers out there, who are you actually voting for right now? I'm just curious because I don't see Biden running the country, that's for sure.
Well, I had two complaints that came from the Democrats as to why they were no longer in the Democratic Party or going to vote. Number one was defunding the police. They just didn't agree with that. They felt it was going to create a huge backlash of crime. It already was in some cases in parts of the country that they were in. And number two was no stimulus checks as promised by Nancy.
Well, they're not voting because they didn't get more free money.
That's correct.
I guess they're socialists too. I mean, I guess they're showing their two colors. I mean, that's your reason, because you didn't get more of my tax dollars.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, again, I don't know how these people look themselves in the mirror. I really don't. I said, how much is enough? You want 5,000, 10,000? How much money should I give you? I mean, at what point in time is enough?
Well,
we'll get a job.
You know as well. You know as well as I. You know as well as I do. The first time around, what should have been said was, "We're going to give you this one-time helping hand, $1,200 for the singles and whatever it was for the families, and that's going to be it. And then after that, you'll have to do whatever you need to do. Find a job, do whatever, get a loan, whatever the deal is, and go from there. That's what should have been said.
Get a job. Yep. The economy in Florida is doing a hell of a lot better than the economy up where I live.
Oh, it is.
How is it that my kids have jobs and they don't? Give a job, okay? Stop asking for free handouts. There's jobs to be had, okay? If you need money, go get a job.
Yep. Now, you mentioned AOC, and I'm going to tell you what AOC had to say. I don't think you've heard this one, but here we go. Ginsburg's death should radicalize Dems and make electing Joe Biden the focus.
Radical. I think some of them are gonna, they're gonna get all rally around, this, and I know there's no doubt about it, but I don't see how it's gonna, laser, pointer focus, as far as Joe Biden is concerned. I really don't. I don't even know how Joe Biden's gonna be able to even handle this in a debate. What is that coming up this week?
29th.
The 29th is the first one. From your mouth to my mouth, your mouth to guys, I don't see that happening anyway. I think that Biden's going to find a way out of that. There's different camps out there. There's the camp that still wants to be shut down. You can see Biden's commercials out there. He's all masked up at all points in time. I mean, come on, people. Enough's enough here. The Ruth Bader Ginsburg is going to radicalize the Dems and get him to win. Okay, whatever.
By the way, Stephen Moore said under the President Trump, the poverty is at its lowest level ever.
Well, listen, some of the things, it's not just the poverty. If you take a look at the actual wages, the median wages in this country prior to COVID, it was up over 60,000. That was close to 67,000. Fantastic numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers we've never seen before. Again, I don't care how much you can't stand the guy, how much you don't like his tweets, his demeanor, his walk, the way he looks, whatever it may be. Okay, you are what your record says you are. And, the record was quite great, prior to all these shutdowns and COVID. And we need to get that back. And if you honestly think that you're going to get that with Biden's policies, you're crazy. I mean, I know many people taking a look at his tax plan right now, including myself, and saying, okay, I'm going to pull back on investment. I'm going to pull back on expansion. I got major taxes coming my way.
Well, Apple's value just fell 22% from its peak. They lost $500 billion in value over the course of 12 trading sessions.
You got to take a look at where the company has come from. That's just the reality. It's been up for a while, and companies need to be to trace back. Nothing goes up in a straight line, and that's just the way it is.
And by the way, one final thing, Larry Kudlow is hailing the booms in the nation's housing, retail, and auto industries.
Who's that? I'm sorry?
Larry Kudlow.
Well, with the housing? Again, a lot of people are moving out of the cities and moving to the suburbs. It's definitely, helping out the market.
All righty. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Stay low.
You've got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there, check him out, find out all the great things that he's up to. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're...
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.